What makes Operation School Bell better is just little simple things you guys do every day to build that program throughout the year and when you distribute the clothes. What makes your capital campaigns better is just little simple things, but you can't wait till the end of the year for that. Is that true? You got to do it day after day after day. And here's an interesting thing on lifestyle. Michigan State did the most exhaustive study on lifestyle ever done in America last year. And what they found is only 3% of people in America led a healthy lifestyle. 3%. But then you got to ask yourself what? How do they determine a healthy lifestyle? That's a worthy question. They had four criteria. Think about it. Number one is that you didn't smoke. Now, I don't know if you do smoke, but there was a new study out a couple months ago. You might have seen it, New England Journal of Medicine. Evidently, it's not good for you. Who'd have thought? Didn't smoke, okay. Healthy weight range, 5 fruits and vegetables a day at least, and got 30 minutes of aerobic exercise, exercising your heart at least 5 days a week. Think about that. That's not Olympic caliber, would you agree, athlete? 3% of the people hit that. Then I saw this article. It was from the National Cancer Institute, came out with some new guidelines. Anybody notice they changed the food pyramid on us? If you look back, the food pyramid was invented by Kellogg's about 1912. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating, seriously. There was no food pyramid before they came out with it, okay? Evidently, 7 to 11 helpings of rice, bread, and cereal a day wasn't a good idea all those years. Now what do they recommend we eat more of, everybody? Fruits and vegetables. National Cancer Institute came out. Health advice, it's tough to swallow. 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day is what men need. Women need at least 7 a day. But it's like 3 medium asparagus spears is one serving. Is that possible to do, everybody? Very possible to do. But here's the danger. What have we heard about this our whole life? Apple a day. Keep the doctor... I've got a book out there, a few of them available from my grandmother when she passed away at a neat personal development library, and she used to read this little book to me called Think. It was written in 1918. He talks about the value of 2 apples a day, you know, don't peel them. But here's the key. It's an apple, not a Krispy Kreme a day. Is that right? Apple a day every day. But here's the thing. Some people say, oh, gosh, that's a good idea. I should do more of that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit down. I was so busy this month, but tomorrow I'm going to sit down with a bucket of 30 apples, and I'm going to knock those babies out. I didn't have much time to exercise, you know, this week, but I'm going to take a 14-hour walk on Saturday. You want to come with me? It's like some parents, you know, who are, I've got my little babies. I've got to show them off right here. I've got Madison, Davis, and Lucas. They are 10, 7, and 3, okay? Yeah, helps have a good-looking wife, it does. And some parents say, you know, I didn't get much chance to play with my kids this week, but I'm going to take them to maybe a place you've been to before for one of your kids' or grandkids' birthday, a place called Chuck E. Cheese. You ever been there? I'm going to take them to Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday. There was this thing, it was an infomercial on the TV, like a 2-minute thing, and it's called the Slender Tone. You don't have to do anything to exercise, but you hook this thing across your waist, and it shocks you. I'm not making it up. Who's seen this? It's selling by the thousands. You shocks your slow twitch muscles, okay? Reminds me of the thing Granny Patterson, my granny, had in the back bedroom. She had this platform thing you'd stand on, and it had this big belt. People going for the easy way, okay? Bringing just a couple simple business concepts to everybody here. I just think readers are leaders. A lot of people don't read anymore. Amazon.com estimates, hard to believe this, but they estimate over half the people in this country after high school never pick up, read, and complete one nonfiction book in their life, okay? And Jim Collins wrote this book called Good to Great, a fascinating book. I recommend it highly. And he's also got one now more towards nonprofits. You might want to write that down if you haven't read it. And I Googled Good to Great recently looking for a neat example, and who came up but a guy named Bono. Anybody know who Bono is? Band named U2. Ever hear of U2? Okay. Probably been around 27 years. Probably the preeminent rock band in the world. The Stones are still there. Amazing. Okay. But they're probably the most successful right now. And this is what Bono said, because their last album won the Grammy and their single Vertigo won the Grammy too. And Bono said this, you know, an early version of that song, boy, we worked on that so hard. It was massaged, hammered, tweaked, and lubed. Went through 3 remixes. Everybody in the band listened to it and said, hey, that's very, very good. Most people are content with very good. Is that true? But this is what Bono said. Very good is the enemy of great. You think great is right next door? Great's not. Great is in another country. Here's the fill in the blank I'd like you to consider right here. It says good is the enemy of great. Being good at what you do becomes the enemy of being great at what you do. There is a gap between where we are and where you could be. You guys are doing great. You've got 24,000 members. But to challenge you, from what I understand, 10 years ago you had about 24,000 members. There's a potential to where you could be. Does that make sense? Operation School Bell, fantastic. I think that hooking up with Hooked on Phonics is probably great. Is that going to be fantastic, right? That'll take it to the next level. Your thrift store doing real well. Could you take it to the next level? All the programs, could you take it? The danger is that people get content. Hey, we're doing good. And it's a myth that the number of years you do something equates to how good you are at it. What do you think? So, well, I've been doing this for 15 years. I'm great at it. People go, no, you're not. Okay?